This is Scientific American's 60-Second Earth. I'm David Biello. Your minute begins now. It's all about the meters. As any would-be installer of solar rooftop panels knows, having the right meter to count how much power your photovoltaics are producing is key. So perhaps it's no surprise that Team Germany snatched victory on the last day of the 2009 U.S. Department of Energy's solar decathlon with a perfect score in, you guessed it, net metering. Simply put, the Germans made more solar power than anybody else in the competition. 11.1 kilowatts, to be exact, or more than twice as much electricity as the house needed to run itself, making the home a mini power plant. The victory marks the second win in a row for the Germans. The secret ingredient for Technische Universität Darmstadt, sorry, Germans, was putting expensive monocrystalline silicon solar panels not only on the roof, but also on the exterior walls in the form of aluminum siding covered with SIGS thin-film solar cells. That was helped by this cube structure of the house. The Germans also dominated in another category, most expensive house. The surplus home cost at least $650,000 for just 800 square feet. The runner-ups, the University of Illinois team with their barn-like gable house made from reclaimed wood and bamboo, cost just $250,000. And that's the ultimate hope of the decathlon, a sunny, sun-powered home that doesn't have to be an expensive one. Your minute is up for Scientific American's 60-Second Earth. I'm David Biello. Thanks for listening.